This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yes, and we've got a guest in Hamilton.
We do.
We always like that. There is a show that's going to be on at the Theatre Works called Song for a Weary Throat.
I do like this title.
Such a great title. Yeah. And joining us now is Josh. Welcome, Josh.
Welcome.
Oh, how are you?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's just like being on stage again.
It really is.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, we want to know, obviously, what it's all about, and there's no one better to let us know than you.
Yes.
You're in it.
I'm in it. Yes.
Great. What is it about?
It's about impact and how we deal with or move on from impact, grief, loss, heartbreak in our lives as individuals or as a community.
Now, when the lights go up, there's been a disaster of some description, isn't there?
Yeah, there's impact that you experience. It's not stated what that impact is. So
right.
There's a lot of room throughout the show to find your own entry points and make your own meaning.
Yep.
And then what you see is an ensemble of 18 kind of navigate their way through, the aftermath of this
crisis.
Each
in their own way.
Are they navigating together or separately?
Sometimes together, sometimes separately. The theatre company is called Raucous.
Mm-hmm.
And the work that we usually make isn't driven by narrative or character so much. It more follows an emotional logic. And when you're dealing with this kind of content, it's not always a linear process.
Yeah.
So we've used the word shattering a lot in making and performing this show. Sometimes together, sometimes by yourself, sometimes finding moments of hope and joy, and other times not.
So does it change every single night?
Well, we work through a process of improvisation when we make our shows. And when we come to performance, there's a tight structure. We move through a number of emotional states. But within each state, there's a structure to improvise in. So I do a dance duet with another actor, Prue Stevenson. What the style of the dance is set, but the moves themselves is improvised every night.
Wow.
I mean, dealing with something, just the theme of impact for all of the performers, since you're starting at this really intense physical and emotional point, you must have to put a lot of work beforehand to kind of get yourself to that beginning and then transition that in the space on stage.
Yeah. I mean, we started that process 2 years ago because we take a long time to create our works. But the show kind of bubbled up quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about, we brought our own personal experience of impact to the work, but then also thinking about the global context that we're existing in.
Well, there's plenty of material at the moment, isn't there?
throughout
life, throughout history, isn't it?
Yeah.
That goes with the good, goes with the bad,
So that was kind of all there, coming from that subconscious.
Right.
But the whole ensemble is on stage for the entire show. So really, there is that kind of internal work that you do, but the main kind of job for us as performers is to listen to each other and work together to create these states.
What are the, Invenio?
Yeah, Invenio singers.
Invenio singers.
Yeah, they're a contemporary improvisational vocal ensemble, and we've collaborated with them to make this show.
Wow.
So they are on stage with us the whole time, and they provide a soundscape, sometimes through extended vocal techniques or through more tonal.
Just,
what are you
Because you know when you work, it's just like when you we sing, our version of it.
Yeah.
And me. When you do when you're doing vocal warm-ups, it's probably those sort of, it's not necessarily a vocal warm-up, but it's that sort of noise, isn't it?
It could be anything, clicking or any sound that you can make with your teeth, tongue and lips. But there's also a strong there's melodic motifs as well as visual motifs throughout the play as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, those sort of, like that sort of noises often make me laugh, and those sort of improvisation makes me laugh. And then that, which is all right, any reaction's a reaction, isn't it? You know, yes. That doesn't matter. But then done in that, once you've sort of got that laughter, I like the fact that you can turn that laughter, if, you know, someone who's good at what you're doing, can turn it to being dramatic.
Yes.
And really cut that laughter off, you know, with a more abrupt noise and things like that.
Yeah, well, in a show like this that's dealing with quite heavy material, there are moments of laughter and lightness.
You'd need it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know?
And then, yeah, I mean, we look after you as an audience.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's dealing with some, like, intense topics, but it's a really interesting way to put all these elements together and bring them into the space.
Yeah, we've talked about the role of dance and the role of song a lot in dealing with, you know, emotions or feelings like this.
And what about the name then, Song for a Weary Throat? Where's that from?
That's a good name.
It's from, I think it's from a poem.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You read a lot of poetry, do you, Michael?
Yeah, well versed.
No, I didn't know, but I love it.
Yeah, the full line is, hope is a song in a weary throat.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, so as well as impact, we're also, I guess, through the work asking the question, what is the currency of hope?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
Really exciting.
Now, where is this all on, Dean?
Now, this is happening at Theatre Works. It's already actually kicked off. It's happening at Theatre Works, and it's on until the 10th of December. There's a matinee this Saturday at 2 p.m., but it's on Wednesday to Saturday and Sundays at Theatre Works. You should totally get along and
check
it out.
That's a lot of work then, isn't it? All week? Got to do it all every day?
Yeah, but, you know,
they want their money's worth, don't they?
Yeah. The response from the audiences have been really encouraging, so we get a lot of energy from that too. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
You would.
Yeah.
All right, and where's After Melbourne? What happens with this? Does it... do we go onwards, and or is this the
Christmas?
Yeah. Relax, too.
What's after this work for us as a company for the work? Yeah, well, I mean, look, always the it'd be great to put it on somewhere else, but with an ensemble of 18, it's a bit hard to you know, remount it or take it on tour. Yeah. You know,
well, then you need to get along in Melbourne, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
Go and check it out.
Theatreworks.org.au. Song for a Weary Throat. Thank you for joining us.
Look, thanks for having me.
Good
thanks
on you,
a
Josh.
Lot.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.